Fred Film Radio from Bolzano Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival, Bozen. I'm here with Anthony Svoboda, director of Persona Non Grata, screening at Bolzano Film Festival, Bozen Special. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here. Welcome.
So a very introductory question. How would you describe this film?
Describe a film. It's always, you can make it easy, but then how to say? It's a drama, and it's based on a real, let's say, event. It's not a biopic, but I tried to focus on the main character, on the inner, let's say, changes she's going through. So when this interview happened in 2017 in Austria in the news, I followed directions, and I was shocked actually by the ignorance, how the media, most of the media are reacting, and they were just concerned about is it right or wrong? Why is she telling this 30 years later? What is her problem? You know, is she just taking revenge on the man? You know, and so they all had no idea about what it means, you know, to break this trauma, you know, break through, and what the consequences are for her as a person in her own family, you know. So all this I missed, you know, in the discussion or in the awareness, and that's why this film is mainly focused on the main character and then the inner movements.
That's why I like to think at this film as a woman's second chance of, you know, not doing the right thing, but getting somehow revenge for what happened, you know, even if it's 30 years afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know if revenge... Revenge is a hard word, you know, and it's, I think she's in a way to follow up our time, and the times are changing, sometimes for good, you know, sometimes are worse, you know, but in this case, I think, you know, and to go with the changes, you know, it's also something which keeps us alive, I think, you know, because she doesn't have to stick with her past anymore, you know. So the way she's changing this past tense in the present for the future, you know, she's feeling alive. And I think this is very important also for all people who are traumatized, whatever, you know. They have to come back into reality, you know. They're so trapped, you know, in their past, you know. And more feel disconnected, you know, with what's going on right now, you know. So I think it's also very important for her to have her feelings in the reality, in the now. So it's also about, living up again, I guess, you know, with all the risks she's taking.
I really like the fact that even though she's the main character, the way you let us see through other women characters, especially the relationship she has with her daughter and their mother, the way sometimes, you know, these things are perceived in a very different way, and how it's not only men, but it's also, take the mother, for example, it was also women who perpetrated a way of, you know, submitting to this kind of harassments and these abuses. So it's very interesting how the women look at these happenings.
Yeah, I think it is definitely a woman-driven film, let's say, because I'm not looking for the conflict, I'm not looking for the battle, I'm not looking for the good and the evil, you know. So I think from a woman perspective, life is much more complex, let's say, and it's not only black and white, you know. And yet I think it's necessary to have this outlook or inlook, you know, from more than two sides, you know. And this phenomena has a lot of different perspectives, I guess, you know. And yeah, I didn't want to point my finger on one, you know, victim or on one offender, but I wanted to show the system, you know. I wanted to make a film about the corrupt system in business, in training camps, in families, whatever, you know. So what is wrong, you know, in the system, you know? What
it's because in a way they're all victims. I mean, even the mother, you know, thinking that they're always acting as a victim, that it's always been like that. And, you know, it's coming from an habit that she had to, I don't know, embrace in a way, you know, so very difficult and impossible to judge.
Yeah, and it's also difficult to speak out that probably most of the offender were victims before, you know, because then you get blamed that you want to protect the offender, you know. I'm not protecting anybody, you know. They all can speak for themselves, you know. I just wanted to make a film about the system, what is going wrong, and with the trauma, like this family trauma, which is rather new. I know we don't know so much yet, you know, but we are searching now in the DNA, you know, for what is let's say, given from one generation to the next generation, and we don't know even, no? I mean, if you get into this research, it's really creepy, you know, because people act and suffer from things and they don't know why, you know. But probably the grandfather, the grandmother has experienced some brutal whatever scenes, you know, and it's written in the DNA, you know. It's crazy, you know.
So I read an article that says that trauma can be transferred through the DNA in a way, and it's like, I mean, there's no way we can like really free ourselves from some things.
No, but the good news is the DNA is changing, you know. You can change DNA, you know. It's not a fixed model, you know. So during your life, you know, the DNA is changing. You can influence, you know. So I think it's much more interesting, you know, not to have, we have to blame one person, you know, and then we are free, you know, the problem is solved. No, it is a system problem, and it's a big phenomenon, you know, and I think it's an invitation, you know, for everybody, you know, in the 21st century to open up for this, you know, and we'll like to leave the middle eve age, you know. I had this, you know, victims and.
How did you work with your protagonists, but with your actresses, especially in this? How did you direct them? How did you talk about, you know, this film, how you wanted to?
Well, the daughter is my own daughter. Okay.
Yeah. I can see that now.
and Gertie Drassel, the main actress, She was good prepared because she's playing a theater play, a one woman theater play about the same very topic, you know. So I didn't have to prepare her actually, and I was happy that we had this non-verbal, you know, connection, and The real problem was the casting situation, you know, because a lot of, let's say, women actresses over 50, they all came with their traumas from, you know, back in the 80s, whatever, you know, and because they were triggered so much by the script, you know, by the story. So I was faced, you know, with a lot of reactions. I was not prepared, you know, because I tried to, talk about the role and talk about how we want to, you know, develop it, or I don't know. And mainly I was talking about the shitty situations on sets, you know, 20, 30 years ago, or let's say not so recently, you know, but so, yeah, this was a difficult situation because I was more I had to listen. I was more asked for a kind of therapy situation, no? And it was very, very delicate, let's say, you know? Because usually in a casting situation, you try to reach some boundaries. Okay, is she capable of, fulfilling the character? What is she offering for the character? Whatever, you know? And I couldn't ask for this so much, you know, because mostly I was kind of shocked in a way too, you know, how deep the impact is on just it was so let's say usual or whatever, you know, to have this all the sexism in the wording and whatever, you know, and in the male look at the object woman, you know, because she is an object for the cinema because you work with the sexual attributions, you know. So in a way, this is totally objective, you know. And this was the rule, you know. I mean, but the impact, I was not aware that it has such a big impact, you know. When women tell 30 years later, you know, that to be... let's say misused as an object, you know, really, really cause depressions, you know, and so on, you know.
One last thing, what do you expect from this experience here at Bolzano?
I've just arrived, so I was expecting summer, you know.
Because there was summer two days ago, and that's the climate change, another problem.
Crazy, yeah. No, I mean, I it's very picturesque. It looks very nice, you know. I just had this walk from my hotel, this 10 minutes, you know. But it was a South Tyrol co-production with Alburina, so of course I have been here before, you know. And no, I love it's very similar to Austria, I guess. You know, I mean, better food probably, you know.
The Italian influence.
Excuse me?
There's the Italian influence.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it is Italy, you know? I mean, for us, it's Italy, you know? No, but I'm wondering about how the audience will react, you know? So I'm looking for the Q&A, you know? And it's always good to be on festivals.
Grazie, thank you so much, Antonin Svoboda, for presenting Persona Non Grata here at the BFFB Special. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Inside.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.